This is Pat Bradley in the North Country. Both Vermont Congressman Peter Welch and Northern New York's 23rd Congressional District Representative Bill Owens voted in favor of the American Taxpayer Relief Act. Congressman Owens says the time for talk was over.
From the positive perspective, it was good to get the middle class tax relief made permanent. I think that that's very important because the people who spend the money in our economy are primarily middle-class folks, so not taking additional taxes from them, I think, was very important. And it was within the range that I had said for a long time I was comfortable with. The other piece that I was happy about was, of course, the extension of unemployment and the continuation of a very reasonable state tax provision. So from my perspective, those three things, along with a myriad of other tax extensions that are good for business and individuals, I found very helpful. What I was concerned about was that there were no spending cuts or no substantial spending cuts. I think there was a real mistake made here in the process of not getting those kinds of spending cuts into the bill. I was also deeply disappointed and frustrated with the failure to act on the farm bill that had been passed on a bipartisan basis by the Senate and by the House Ag Committee.
Congressman Owens is frustrated that negotiations for the fiscal bill took so long, and he believes it could have been passed weeks, if not months, ago.
This just is a demonstration of people being unwilling to compromise and to focus on what's good for the country as opposed to what might be good or perceived to be good politically. Clearly, this is, in my view, a failure of leadership across the board. And unfortunately, from my perspective, when I look at what was happening on the Republican side of the aisle, where Mr. Boehner originally said last week that if the Senate puts a bill up, he'll put it on the floor, there was a lot of reluctance to actually do that. And that's a real problem from my perspective. This bill passed on a bipartisan basis, which I think is very good, but it actually had fewer Republican votes than it did Democratic votes. And this is an area where, you know, our Republican colleagues have said that they wanted to protect the middle class, and yet when it came down to voting, they didn't.
Middlebury College Professor Emeritus of Political Science Eric Davis notes many items in the bill important to Democrats were favored by the regional delegation. Nevertheless, Davis doubts it will have significant impact on the Northeast.
Because some of the things that regional members are concerned about really didn't get resolved. The long-term future of spending really was not resolved. In the shorter term, it appears the House adjourned yesterday without taking a vote on assistance for communities that were affected by Hurricane Sandy. And while that didn't have as much of an effect in Vermont as it did elsewhere in the Northeast, certainly there are members from New York, Connecticut, New Jersey who are very concerned about those funds. And the dairy is simply an extension of current policy for a year and doesn't address what many smaller farmers in the Northeast feel are important needed changes in federal dairy policy.
Congress now faces intense debate over the debt limit, in which Vermont Congressman Peter Welch has already taken up the gauntlet. He has circulated a letter among his House colleagues calling on President Obama to use any authority available to preserve the country's credit. Representative Welch was unavailable in time for this broadcast. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.